And 3, 2, 1.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
All right, Alden Smith.
Who put that kid in charge?
Who put the kid in charge? He just stepped in. I wasn't ready for that. Alden Smith went to the Cowboys. He's back after 5 years. Hasn't played since 2015. The Cowboys decide they're going to take a chance on good old Alden Smith. Was looking like he was going to be a special pass rusher. I mean, he kind of was at one point. But now the Cowboys taking a chance. You know, it's what are your guys' thoughts? Before I get going, what are your guys' thoughts?
It's very risky.
I don't think it's risky at all. It's just a 1-year deal. I mean, how much is he getting paid? It's not that much.
I
like it.
I believe.
I like it. He was a beast. He was one of the best pass rushers in the league at the time he was in, and he's still.
In 2015.
He's still relatively young, and he doesn't really have too much toll on his body now. He hasn't been playing, so hopefully
the legal issues real quick?
Hopefully he's been working out.
I know a lot about bird law, Pete, so okay. Let's just go over it. January 28th, Smith was arrested for driving under the influence. 2 days
he's
later.
Fine now.
2 days
wait,
later,
wait, wait,
Pete,
wait, wait.
He suffered a stab wound trying to, quote-unquote, break up a fight. That's 2 days later. The following year, he was in an accident. They were suspicious of him driving under the influence. He was detained a couple months later, which he was belligerent with cops. He was arrested again for allegedly hit and run, which he was probably under the influence again. He's got a record on him, Pete. I don't know. That's just half the list.
That's
just half
the list.
I don't even want to read the rest. That's how far it goes.
Goes deep.
I mean, I want a guy who's gonna commit a hit and run because you know he's gonna put it all on the line for you.
Well, okay.
All right. He's not afraid to hit people, not afraid to run around.
Would you call him a cool cat or kitten?
I would put him in the cool cats category. He's not a kitten. He's a cool
cat.
But
he is violent domestically, which I'm not a fan of personally.
Not a fan of. Not okay.
Yeah.
You didn't read that, did you?
No, I read that. Yeah, I read that.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently he had consumed multiple bottles of tequila and then bit her wrists. Which
both of them?
He's a biter.
He got both biters.
I don't know.
So you're supposed to have all this information.
Yeah, you're the guy. You're the Alden Smith guy.
You just don't know?
I'm trying to read as fast as possible, but yeah, he bit her. That's all I know.
And we're letting him back in. We're letting him back in the league.
Because you can't bite people with your helmet on.
Who have the Cowboys gone through? I mean, look at Greg Hardy, and then you got
Randy Gregory.
Yeah, now Alden Smith. They're feeling.
Well,
it.
I mean,
Jerry's feeling.
There's
in the shower.
And one more Alden Smith thing here. In 2019, he was stopped by the police He was later arrested for suspicion while driving under the influence. So that was 2019.
This is 2020 now. All right, it's a new year.
Yeah, his issue still might be there. He's got a path record here.
So you don't think he's clean? Is that what you're saying, Dan?
I mean, was Josh Gordon ever clean?
Well, the thing is, no. And the thing is, he doesn't need to be now.
That's true.
That's good. That's good.
Hopefully we see that guy back in the league.
He has to get reinstated.
If somebody that's biting women is allowed back, I think we can get Josh Gordon back in there.
100%. That should have been happening a long time ago. I mean, it did, but...
I always give a reference to Bussin' with the Boys. We always give them a free shout out over here. But they had Darren Waller on, and he was talking about the drug policy or whatever. He was just talking about how lenient it is. He was making fun of the NFL for how lenient it is because it's actually he was describing it the first time you get caught, you just get put into the drug program, and the second time you get caught, it's like a game fine, like one game fine. And then the third time, the new rules or the old rules? No, this is the old rules. Like when he was suspended and everything, it takes like five, he was like basically explaining, it takes like five times to get caught to finally get suspended a game. And then it turns into like 2 games and 4 games and then 8 games and then a season. So it takes, right. Yeah, I mean, it takes so many times to fail a drug test. So it's just ridiculous.
But
is
that worse than biting somebody's wrists? If it was
the toes, I can understand.
If it was the toes, I can understand. I'm a big foot guy myself.
Okay, well, you guess you learn something new every day. Moving on.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, Dan, for making this very uncomfortable now.
All right.
I'm in my element, man.
He's feeling it right now. Yeah, my thoughts on Alden Smith. I'm okay with like another chance. And yeah, he was a solid player. It's been a while, but my problem is kind of with the Cowboys. Yeah, always just going for those types of players and just Jerry kind of just going the cheaper route. Like they had a lot of cap space and free agency, and you figure they were kind of going to use a good chunk of it on their own players. If not, you know, get some new additions. And they didn't really do either. They still had some space, and there's plenty of pass rushers you could have got. They did lose Robert Quinn, but they could have got him back. There's other pass rushers they could have got, and they just go the cheap route. Like, we don't really know if we want to get better. We're just going to take chances here. So, you know, I think they'd rather, you know, sometimes that the look they give, you know, they'd rather sign guys like this than you know, spend a little bit of money. So that kind of – that's why I really don't like it. You know, I'm not going to doubt Alden Smith or anything, but – yeah, it'll be tough to play after not playing for 5 years, so we'll see. But go ahead.
I was gonna say, hopefully he's cleaned up and, you know, ready to play.
Yeah,
I don't wish bad upon people unless they
right
punch women or kick women or, you know,
fight.
Can he do that?
Well, he bit somebody, so.
You just contradicted yourself in two sentences, but okay, okay.
Well, all right. We mentioned Robert Quinn. Speaking of Robert Quinn, he flipped a he flipped a coin. He went ahead and flipped a coin, and one side was Bears, one side was Falcons, and it landed on Bears. So he signed with the Bears. So it was a 50-50 chance between the Bears and the Falcons. I found that very interesting, especially that.
How does that make you guys feel?
Yeah, I just don't think that's 100% honest.
A little bit disrespected. A little bit.
Yeah, it's just a little disrespect.
Yeah, because
I'm also
really the Falcons defense over the Bears defense. That's what you
right. I'm also that's why I don't really think it was true. But I'm ready just for everyone that there's been a lot of bashers saying that Robert Quinn was a bad addition. But I think that he is going to have a year.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the addition. I'm glad the Bears paid the money. But I don't know. It's if it's really came down to a coin flip. Do they offer the same money?
I mean, that's what we don't know. Maybe the Falcons offered a little bit more, but they were tighter on cap than the
that
Bears
I can
were.
Understand. That I can understand. Maybe they were going to maneuver some cash around.
What I find interesting about this is that, well, before I say this, I think Robert Quinn's a good addition for the Bears, and then they get better with him. And then Dante Fowler Jr. is a good addition for the Falcons. They get better with him. But I find it interesting that I think Robert Quinn's a better fit with the Falcons. And Dante Fowler's a better fit with the Bears. Like, I almost like, almost wish they kind of flipped. You know, what happens if Robert Quinn flipped the coin, land on the Falcons? He goes there. Do the Bears get Dante Fowler? I mean, that's pretty interesting. The reason I say that is I think Quinn fits the 4-3 more, which the Falcons been running, and I think Fowler fits the 3-4 more, which the Bears run. So that's why it's pretty interesting that yeah, he flipped the coin, decided between those two teams, and then he goes to the Bears, and then Fowler goes to the Falcons. So it felt like Quinn was the first choice over Fowler for both. For both those teams, which I like Fowler a little more, but it's strange because I think they fit the opposite team that they landed on their scheme a little more, so it's pretty interesting. I wonder if Quinn went to the Falcons, what the Bears would have done.
That's why I find that more interesting. Not the fit wise, but what you mentioned about like Robert Quinn was more. What's the word? Like he was like.
What's the word?
Like
what's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word? What's
teams were going after Robert Quinn more than teams were going after Dante Fowler apparently, which is I don't know if that's necessarily true, but like Quinn was the first domino to fall, which I feel is like very weird. I would have taken Dante Fowler over Robert Quinn. I don't know. I think he's a better player.
Hey, Pete.
Hey.
That's just how I feel. I don't know.
Hey, Pete. Hey.
Speaking of the Bears, they got an open quarterback competition?
Dan, run.
Run,
Dan.
I heard the siren. I heard it.
Get under your bed. Under your bed.
I gotta go. Yeah, open quarterback competition. That
in
is
Chicago.
Correct. Yeah, I mean they're gonna
but
play
is
it up.
Correct?
Sorry, these cops are everywhere, man.
You just mute. I'll go ahead. You just mute.
Okay, please. It's gone. It's over. But go ahead.
So we're done.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that they're saying it's an
It's
open
not over.
competition. Wait, what?
I don't think
All
it's
right.
over. I think
So,
more science.
all right. Yeah, just stay muted over there, buddy. Yeah, I think they're saying it's an open competition, but I kind of feel like it's just not. I think it's Nick Foles' job, honestly. I don't. He would have to do something drastic. No, I don't even think. I don't even think he can lose it potentially. That's how much I think it's his
I
job.
think I think the first day of training camp will be Mitch starting, and then very quickly, probably by day two of practice, it'll be Nick Foles.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
It's a smart move.
First game easily will be Nick Foles. First preseason game. Which, having said that, big changes coming from the Bears front. The Bears starters will actually be playing the preseason.
Ooh.
This year.
Oh, Nagy learned his lesson. Oh.
He learned the lesson.
Nagy also said even splits for the two QBs in the preseason.
Yeah, so I think they're definitely in, I mean, they're really sticking behind Mitch at this point, but it'd be stupid not to start Nick Foles, but if I could definitely see, I'm not trying to predict an injury, but I could definitely see Mitch getting some sort of playing time some point during the year.
Yeah, just put him at wide receiver or something.
So I was going for, this is what I was saying a couple podcasts ago. You guys were just like, no.
What were you saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying that Nick Foles was going to get hurt. Or I was asking them, I was asking you guys, do you think Trubisky starts a game? And I think Junior was saying
no.
And I was just like, I think he's definitely going to start at least a game this year.
I could definitely see it. I mean, they have to fix that offensive line before they, you know, they got that Jermaine guy. I don't even know his last name. I know
Jermaine
he was from
Betty.
The Seahawks. Yeah, I know a lot of Seahawks fans. It was weird. I heard a lot
Spaghetti.
Of Seahawks fans like commenting on Bears articles saying, oh, good luck, this guy's trash. But then when he had a tweet saying that he was happy to come to Chicago, there was a lot of Seahawks fans saying, oh, good luck, man. Like, we're going to miss you over here. So I really don't know what to make of the guy. Hopefully he steps up.
I think they move him to right guard, which is interesting.
That's what I was hearing too, as
yeah,
well.
I think he's got some upside there. Yeah, if the plan was for him to start at right tackle, I wouldn't be thrilled about it. But we don't really know what to expect, I guess, at right guard. But I think he could be solid there. Maybe they draft one as well. He's got to take best player available and see if he can create some competition there. But I don't really think there's a open competition at quarterback. I'm not going to say they're going in with giving Trubisky 0% chance, but I think it's, in Nagy's mind, I think it's got to be pretty close. I could see Ryan Pace backing Trubisky because, I mean, he picked him second overall, traded up one spot. He was higher on him than some other quarterbacks. So, but Nagy, most coaches, especially the offensive-minded coaches, get to go in there and pick their quarterback usually pretty early because when you're bringing in a new coach, you're obviously – in some sort of, not really rebuild, but in some way, you're kind of retooling things. And Nagy didn't really get to do that. He came in there after Trubisky came in. So I think he's finally able to pick his quarterback. He picked Nick Foles. He wanted to trade for him over trading for Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, you know, for the Bears case. Thank God. But I keep saying I think Foles fits really good at what Nagy's trying to do. Wants to run a little more RPO. They tried to do it last year. They couldn't do it. And Nick Foles won a Super Bowl doing that, among other things. But he's really good at reading the defenses. So I think
Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Super Bowl.
Can I get you a jersey, Pete?
No.
Super Bowl.
Just out of nowhere. Just Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Old Super Bowl. Like
Riz said Super Bowl over there all of a sudden. So I was just like, oh, Super Bowl.
Oh, this is a little delayed. It was
that,
like
this just
after.
In. Pete is sold on the Bears going to Super Bowl. That's interesting.
I don't
Pete.
Think that's accurate.
I'll get you a 9-inch Nick jersey, Pete.
9-inch
Nick.
I'll get you that.
I think Nagy really, really dislikes Trubisky. Not dislikes him as a person, just dislikes him as his starting quarterback. I really feel that. I feel it. So Nick Foles is his guy. Pace shouldn't have any say on really who plays. He really shouldn't. So we'll see. And you got to kind of go back a little bit. Was that a month or two ago? Pace was at the combine. Wasn't that the first day at the combine? Pace said that Mitchell Trubisky is their starting quarterback, and everybody flooded Twitter like, "Oh, see, Trubisky's the guy for another year." And I was trying to calm everybody down. I'm like, what is he gonna say? Somebody right now, Trubisky is the only quarterback they have. Daniel was a free agent. and not even if Daniel was there, he still would have said it because Trubisky was their quarterback at the time. So what is he going to say? Now they get Nick Foles. Now it turns into a 50-50 thing. So until Nick Foles is the quarterback, then Nick Foles is the quarterback. So it's just one of those things where people overreact to what somebody says. Like, what is the guy going to go up there and say? Nick Foles, we traded for Nick Foles because he's better than Trubisky. He's starting. Like, he's not going to go say that. Yeah, I think it's
a coward.
I think it's a load of baloney. That's what I think. I think Ooh. Nick Foles is the quarterback, and Trubisky's the second string quarterback.
Foles,
we're
jersey,
saying the same thing.
Foles'
here.
Jersey should just be like it should be number 9, and then for his last name, it should just say Inches.
Oh, it should have the should little, have like the two little lines next to it, like Inches.
Yeah. Line. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. All right.
Those,
moving on.
Those would sell out.
Instantly.
This is a Bears episode for the most part here. Because now I kind of want to go into I made recently on YouTube I made division by division predictions separate for NFC and AFC, and then playoff the 7 playoff teams separate AFC and NFC as well. And I had the Chicago Bears actually winning the division and obviously then making the playoffs in the 4 seed. And I mean, how many years have been covering the NFL on YouTube? Is it 4 going on 5, maybe? 4 years? Somewhere around there. I don't even know anymore. I don't think I've been ripped for anything more than this. I'm surprised by it, you know, because I feel that the Bears got better. At the same time, I think teams like the Vikings and the Packers maybe got a little worse. The Lions, you can't rule the Lions out, but I just think with the Bears defense and the addition of Nick Foles over Trubisky, you know, I think they're that's another thing. People overreacting. It's way too early stage. But I had the Bears there and I got absolutely hammered for it. Absolutely hammered.
Are you okay?
I'm doing all right now, but I didn't look through all the comments yet, but I thought it'd be pretty funny to read through some of the comments right now. So I have these pages up. And we can send replies, and not to all of them because we'll be here all day. But if you guys, any of you guys have a reply in mind, shoot, you know.
Okay. All okay.
Right, so we're starting. There's two videos because the NFC division predictions, division by division predictions, the first video. So, and I had the Bears winning division. So the first comment I see, I think it's most recent actually to the latest. Bears not going to win the division. LOL. The next one, are you kidding me? Bears number 1, that's fucking hilarious. I'd put more money on the Lions.
What? All right, we got to reply to that. All right. We got to reply to that.
What do you got for me?
I'm going to say go shove it up your what?
With a below average quarterback, the Bears still finished 8-8 last year. With a below average defensive line besides Khalil Mack, they finished 8-8 and they got better in both rooms. It's very plausible that the Bears could win the division. I'm not saying that they're going to win the division, but they're going to be a heck of a lot better ball club than they were last year, and they still finished 8-8 last year.
I got a comment for this kid.
I don't know how you're going to write that, but that's my thought.
Yeah, I'm not typing it now. This is just we're just talking.
I got
out
a
loud.
Better one. I got a better one. I tell him. I say you tell him to go shove it up his tight little dumper.
I don't think I can put that. I'm not going to risk that one for the biscuit. We're going to move on here. The Bears who got worse, laughing my ass off, winning. Ha, 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 ha.
Clinton Dix?
Ha. Huh?
Ha, 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 Clinton Dix.
Oh, Clinton Dix. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Bears.
I don't. Yeah, how they get worse?
I don't think they get worse. Yeah, there's a lot of people that I think said that, whether it was Twitter or here. And what I don't like is it's just kind of the bad look from fans, and it happens everywhere, like throughout fan bases. Like, Trubisky got ripped a lot. Like, nobody thought, maybe besides some of the Bears fan base, nobody out there in the sports world thought Trubisky was good. He really got ripped extra because he got drafted ahead of Mahomes and Watson. And he deserved. I didn't like him. I don't like Trubisky either. I thought he was, you know, overhyped maybe. You know, it was well-deserved for him to get some ripping from fans. But then again, you can't turn around and say, now all of a sudden nobody's saying it, but it almost feels like they're saying they're better off with Trubisky. I think people that are saying that are liars is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So yeah, I think people contradict
Dan
themselves.
Dan used to be one of them.
I think where it all stems from is between Nick Foles and Cam Newton. There's a lot of people that are not Bears fans that wanted, they wanted Cam Newton to go to the Bears. And so between Cam Newton, Nick Foles, obviously they chose Nick Foles, and so they're bashing him for that reason because everyone still thinks Cam Newton is a MVP type player, which he can be. He definitely can be, but he has to stay healthy and he has to be able to throw more than 10 yards.
Yeah, I think the thing
Let me tell you
with Cam,
something here.
well, let me go real quick. I think the thing with
All right,
Cam
all right.
is there was too many question marks. There was still need to be a physical and evaluations done, and that couldn't happen at this time, or not even we still at this time, and we're already a couple weeks past them making that move. So, Cam looked like a good fit, looked like a realistic option, but I don't know if it really. And there was rumors, some people that I don't really trust saying that they tried to trade for Cam. I don't think they did. I think it was. Maybe they got in contact with Cam's agents to thought how, try to get a feeling how he was doing, but I think they were kind of in on Foles. I think that I really think that was option A in terms of trading. Maybe they looked into the free agents too. I'm not really sure. There were some rumors about that, but I think Foles was option A, I would predict, but for sure option A in terms of the quarterbacks that you can trade for.
I was just going to say that Cam Newton went to the big game and kind of choked. Nick Foles did not.
Okay.
So, that's all I got.
Next comment. Bears winning the division? Question mark, question one, question mark. Come on. Video lost all credibility when you put the Bears first.
God, I hope the Bears win the division.
Yeah, because then you can really go get that kid.
Bears first, laughing my ass off. Oh, here's a good one. I gotta click read more here. Packers best in the North. Literally swept it last year. Vikings stuck with Kirk in a bunch of holes. Lions just like the Patriots are falling apart. Bears still suck. They have no offense. What do you guys got for that one?
That sounds like that's a Packers fan. Packers
Yeah, through
fans
and through.
always say, quote, Bears still suck. They say it like that every single time. They chant that at the games. So that's definitely that's bias, straight bias right there.
Yeah, I may agree with that one. I may or may
Packers
not.
have not gotten better.
Yeah, they didn't say the Packers got better, but they still said the Packers best in the North. I think the
They also had
Packers
an
had
easy to easy games last year.
next comment. The Bears just signed Jimmy Graham. They're not better than Green Bay or Minnesota. My
They
problem
did a
was
little
because
more
of
than
that.
that.
My problem, like I hate the Jimmy Graham signing. It doesn't make any sense, but does him coming in make the team worse? That's like on a different level if you think that. And you're kind of just basing Jimmy, the tight end signing, whether or not they're better than Green Bay or Minnesota because of that.
Regardless of what you think about Jimmy Graham, the Bears tight end room got better. 100%. It got better. You have instead of having an entire room of people that are trying to fill one position, this guy hasn't missed a game in a while, and he's putting up not the greatest stats, but as far as what the Bears tight end room was putting out, it's the exact same stats. I'd rather pay one person to do that than an entire group of people to put up those numbers. So, I think he's going to improve with the Bears.
And just so we're clear here, I want to clear this up. I think everyone's on the same page here, like that's listening. But I'm not like guaranteeing or anything. The Bears winning the division. I'm saying any of the other teams have a shot. I just like a comment like that. Like there's no logic behind it. If you say Green Bay's winning the division and there's some logic on the reasoning, or the Vikings are winning the division, they're better than the Bears, and there's some, then yeah, obviously it's we're good. We're all good here. But and another thing is, when I grade signings and when I grade draft picks and I give them a bad grade, it never means, maybe sometimes, but rarely it means I think the player will be bad or the player will make the team worse. It's just more the value of the contract, or the value of the draft pick in the draft case. So, some things I wanted to clear up there. Oh, here's a good one. Did this N-word just put Bears first to the NFC North?
He
What?
called you
This
an N-word?
you called me an N-word.
My
My
is up
God.
with this guy?
Bears at number one. Are you delusional? And I'll add that the little avatar, the picture, is a Packers player. It looks like it's real small.
Straight bias. Straight bias.
And then the next one also has a Packer as their picture. Packers 1, Lions 2, Vikings 3, Bears 4.
And people are just, they're hating. Big time.
Yeah, bro.
With no logic.
Yeah, bro. Bears winning. I'm gonna show myself out.
Good, get
You're
him out of
see
here.
ya.
Get him out.
Yeah, see ya. We didn't want to smell you.
You know what? These guys are pissing me off over here, okay? Talking bad about my team like that. I mean,
You're
I'm straight biased, but whatever.
and I'm a Vikings fan.
I'm the one who's got the mic. They don't.
Oh, you're watching me play.
Yeah.
You're a
Watching me
dumbass.
play.
You're a dumbass. The Bears are horrible.
Well, there's another comment. I thought you were talking to us.
They did finish 8-8 last year. Just saying.
They did win a lot of close games.
Yeah, they also lost a lot of close games, Pete.
Bro, at least let on this as an April Fool's joke so people take your other vid seriously. Foles is not going to lead the Bears to a division title.
Right. I mean, it's certainly plausible that Foles is not going to be good. Certainly plausible. So, I mean, like I said before, I'm not predicting the Bears to win the division. I want to see preseason games. I want to see how Nick Foles is in this offense before I say anything. But
LOL.
We're going to get to that
that's
very shortly.
That's just kind of how I feel about it, really. I mean, there's no way the Bears got worse. They definitely got better. But, I mean, I think people are just, like, looking at, like, signings, like the Jimmy Graham signing. Like, it doesn't make them worse, but, like, I just don't know if it's the best decision for the team, like, moving forward. Like, they're putting – I think Ryan Pace is kind of just like all in to save his job right now, and I mean he's basically like trying to bank on them winning right now, which is possible, but I just don't see it. I think that's where a lot of people are coming from, really. But like I get why people are saying that, but also they're not coming up with good reasons. Like they got better, but like it's the future is not looking great for them. That's all I'm gonna say, really. I think they could win now, but I don't think it's gonna happen. That's all.
Yeah.
Next
I'm fine
one.
With that.
LOL. The Bears. Next one. Bears ain't winning the division. Next one. When I saw that he said the Bears are winning the division, I honestly thought it was an April Fool's prank. So another one with the April Fool's jokes. Trying to find the next one here. And
how does this make you feel through all this? This is all your predictions here.
Yeah, I'm surprised this many. I'm surprised. I didn't expect this. I thought
I'll text my Bears friends and tell them to start commenting.
Next one, you're a fucking idiot, you stupid idiot.
Okay. Double idiot.
Why is that sound like Kurt?
It might be.
Sounds like Bert.
Yeah.
It's like Bertus O'Brien.
Yeah, Bertus O'Brien, our basketball insider.
When I saw the Bears in first, I thought this was an April Fool's joke. It's another one of those. You completely overrate the Bears.
Okay.
You guys will like this one.
Okay.
Bears at one in the NFC North. Are Danny and Junior holding you at gunpoint?
Oh, it's a knife.
Boy, that one's too
a
long.
Nine-inch knife.
Nine-inch knife. yet another year where the Bears will be overrated. Here's one from a Bears fan, or they call themselves a Bears fan. As a Bears fan, that ain't happening. We're going to finish second and finish last spot in playoffs. We still need guard, wide receiver, tight end, cornerback, safety with only two top five round picks. Okay.
Get out of here. Just get out of
yeah.
here.
We still have holes. We still have holes. You can make it work, though. You need some people to step up. Particularly Javon Wims and Riley Ridley.
Let's see. Bears and Bucks, ? Also, Falcons are the most underrated team. That offense has talent, and if they can get the defense right in this draft, they will be really good. Junior, what are your thoughts? He's just laughing.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm not buying into the Falcons right now after last season.
Whoa, Pete, you're such a Falcons hater.
You asshole, Pete.
I was all in on them last year. I thought they were going to go deep in the playoffs, and no.
I highly doubt the Bears beat out the Packers, LOL. Go, Pack, go. You think it's a Packers fan?
That's like one of those Packer fans that, like, you know how if you can buy a chunk of the team and they think they're owners, you know?
Ooh.
One of those fans.
The Bears are not going to win the NFC North. Here's a good one. People talking like the Bears are a trash team, are crazy.
That's a nice one.
It's a good. There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then what else we got? Bears in first, and there's a bunch of laughing emojis, laughing and crying emojis. What we got here? Looking for some of these have Bears in them, but they're just their predictions. Am I missing something? What the hell? The Bears winning the division. There's a lot of replies to that one.
Pissing me off over here.
And that was just from the division by division breakdown video. I think there's more actually. We're gonna move on to the playoff video. Really, the Bears before the Saints? The fuck? Well, the Bears are ahead of the Saints because they don't have the Saints winning their division. Bears won their division. That's how that works.
Clearly, they didn't crunch numbers, whoever commented that.
You
clearly
put the Bears in front of Seattle, LOL, in the same situation. I did not have the Seahawks winning their division. I had the Niners winning that division. The Bears won their division. So, therefore, the Bears would have to be ahead of Seattle. I think Seattle's the better team, but the Bears would have a better seed.
You might be saying that the NFC North is weaker than these other divisions, right? And obviously the Bears just winning the division will put them into the higher seed, but is that kind of where you're going with that?
Kind of. I think the North is weaker than it was last year, mainly because I think the Vikings, the Packers are worse than they were last year. But the argument you can make on why the NFC North is good is that there's no like dead weight. You know, there's no like the Lions could compete, you know, there's no terrible, there's no free win, which most divisions really don't have that at this moment, I don't think. But, yeah, maybe the NFC North isn't as good as last year. Yeah, bro, you stink at these. The Bears are garbage. The Bears are garbage, and the Eagles are not the 2 seed.
All right. What a stink.
Oh, God, Bears at 4, LOL. Detroit will be better than them.
Oh, jeez. They've been saying about Detroit for the past how many years?
Well, his username has DT in it, so I'm going to go ahead and say that's Detroit. I don't know.
No, that's Dick Towel. He's a big Dick Towel guy.
Dick Towel. There's a difference between the two. The Bears and the Eagles suck, and the Bucks haven't proven anything. Okay. That one's too long. This video is a fucking joke. Bears, really? The trash Nick Foles. They trash Nick Foles ain't saving no one but the Eagles.
All right, that guy needs to learn how to type.
Yeah, I mean, clearly your grammar is not correct. I don't like these people.
If you really think the Bears and the Bucks, Eagles are going to finish higher than Seattle, will come back at the end of the season, pretty sure Seahawks will be a top 3 seed. Well, again, I didn't have the Seahawks winning a division, so if they win a division, they will be higher than maybe the Bears, but yeah.
Okay.
Take these. What do we got here? What do we got? Somebody with a compliment.
I just want to get into my teams.
You got your predictions?
Yeah.
You got your potion?
Yeah, I got my potion. All
right, everyone saw mine on YouTube. Now we're going to get some of these guys, 7 playoff teams from the AFC and NFC. How about we'll do this? You guys,
I have eight teams.
Well, that's not how it fucking works.
With the new CBA, I just decided like they can make the rules.
He's making his own CBA rules now. Right.
This is my
not,
CBA.
Not how it works. All right, so I don't care the order you guys go in between the three of you, but go one person go their AFC teams, and the next person, since we're on the NFC, we'll go NFC first. So somebody go NFC 7 teams, and then the next person go their NFC teams, and the next person go NFC, and then we loop back around, and everyone does their AFC. Capiche?
All right. Ooh, sounds okay. Yeah, capiche.
Capiche?
Okay. Go, somebody go ahead.
All right, Dan.
Pass.
All right. I'll hop in there.
It's Pete's right. Idea.
NFC.
Are we going, go ahead. Are we going right, seeds go or are we just listing our teams?
You can. Right, I mean, the seeds will be better. That'll be better for the fans.
Seeds will be better.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll go ahead. All right. I'm just going to go ahead.
All right.
Oh, you can go, Pete.
All right. 1 seed. I got the Chiefs, of course.
Oh, you say you're starting with AFC?
Oh, my God.
I thought we were going AFC.
All right, go AFC. You already started it. Go AFC.
Yeah.
I thought we agreed on AFC. No, you got to listen, Pete.
All right, AFC. Oh. Chiefs won.
Fundamental
Chiefs
skill.
Won.
Pete's just
what's
not coaching.
I mean, AFC is just better, so let's do that one first anyways. 2, we're going with the Ravens. 3, we got the Titans. 4, we got the Bills. 5, we got the Colts. 6, we got the Steelers. And then 7, we got the Broncos.
Interesting.
Every year you always see like new teams get in the playoffs. It's tough to predict, but I got 3 all in the wild card spots. I think the Colts have definitely gotten better. I think a lot of people are overhyping them though and saying like they won the offseason, like they're gonna be competing. I mean, they could compete for a championship, but like, I don't know, did people watch Philip Rivers last year? And They still need some skill position guys. I think they need another receiver or two. And they need some defensive guys as well. I don't think they're very secure at corner, but I think they're good enough to make the playoffs. The Steelers were almost in the playoffs and they had terrible quarterback play. They got Big Ben coming back, so I think they'll be making the playoffs. And then I like the Broncos right now. I like what they're doing. I think they quietly had one of the best free agents signings in trades. So I think they've gotten a lot better. We got to see how Drew Locke does, but I know you guys are probably thinking like why I don't have the Chargers in there. I think they need to like I'm not a big believer in Tyrod, and I'm not a big believer in if they get Tua, I think I would buy into that. But if they get like Herbert or Jordan Love or someone like that, or like I don't think I'm gonna buy into the Chargers. They always disappoint. If they get Cam Newton, I would definitely be all in on them as well. But then I think the other four are just clear cut favorites in the AFC. I think they should be locked into the playoffs, but we'll see.
Okay. I going, Dan?
Sure.
Okay. Number one, actually 1 through 4, I have the same as Pete. I have the Chiefs, Ravens, Tennessee, then Buffalo, all in the same order.
Ooh.
Going to five is where it gets a little frisky. Got the Chargers. I put the Chargers at five because their defense is a competitive, could compete for a championship now. I'm confident that whatever they do with the quarterback position, it'll be what they need to do. And this is where we get even more frisky, is because I got the Patriots. I'm not ready to say that they just are not going to be in the
Whoa,
playoffs.
you're
I think
crazy.
that they're going to find a way. It's just going to be, it's a Patriots thing. Like,
The Patriots way.
But do they want to make the playoffs though?
Before I say they are just like done, I need to just see them roll over, you know?
But do they
Like
want
one
to?
full season of them rolling over, I'd be like, all right, they're done.
What if they're tanking for
I'm not.
Trevor?
Well, I don't know if they're tanking for Trevor, so this is as of right now. These predictions are as of right now, and I just think that they'll find their way to sneak on in. And at the 7 seed, I have the Browns finding their way
Ooh,
into the playoffs.
brownies.
The Brownies finally do it. I've been on the train for years. Can I say my honorable mention?
Go ahead.
It's a sleeper pick. I got the Raiders as an honorable mention. Not
Okay.
in. They're not in. Honorable mention.
Why do you like the Raiders, though?
No Broncos, no Steelers.
It was kind of between the Broncos and Raiders, but I don't know. I just like what the Raiders have done. Just a bunch of, I guess, under the radar signings that are just like, I don't know. I like what they're doing there, kind of stockpiling some talent. They're just in a good position to get better. I don't know. I like what
Coming
they're
in at
doing.
number one,
Yep, let's hear it, Dan.
we have the Ravens.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really like what they did last year, and I think they're another year in that playbook for little LJ. I think he's gonna do pretty well.
Big trust.
Yeah, big trust.
Woo
And I got Chiefs, Titans, Bills, and then I went with the Colts for my, would that be my
Five.
fifth? Yeah. And then getting a little goofy over here as well. I'm going with the Raiders and then followed by
Ooh.
the Browns.
Getting goofy, I like it.
I definitely like what the Browns are doing this offseason. I think they could finally put it together. Hopefully there's no distractions, as they say. And Raiders, I mean, how can you go away from Big John Gruden, you know? I think they're going to do it this year.
Yeah,
I think it's about time. New stadium, all that.
we got all the same division winners, but our wild cards are just all over the place.
So that's
Well, I
it's
mean,
gonna
it's
be
going to be
pretty cut
interesting.
and
House
dry for the
guaranteed.
division
Yeah,
winner.
it's gonna be interesting. AFC is competitive, you know.
Right.
NFC, not so much.
All right, what do you got for us for NFC, Pete?
This one's tough because I don't really have much changes from last year. I have the Niners getting the 1 seed. I have the Saints taking the 2 seed. I got the Packers getting the 3 seed. Cowboys getting the 4.
Ooh.
I have the Bucks getting the 5. The Seahawks getting the 6, and then the Eagles getting the 7 seed. If we looked at last year, we saw Eagles and Cowboys kind of battle it out for that last spot. I think both teams get in. I think both teams will be a little bit better this year. But I mean, look at Niners and Saints and Bucks and Seahawks. I think those are like I don't know. I think those are the top teams, and they're all and two teams from each division, two teams from the West, and then two teams from the South. I think those are going to be very competitive divisions. Those could be, I guess the Cowboys and Eagles could be flipped too. And then we have the NFC North, which we're talking about a lot already. It's just kind of up for grabs, I think. I mean, we got to see what happens moving forward. Still, I mean, there's still free agents out there. There's still the draft to go through.
And the
We got to see what
schedules.
type of the schedules. We got to see what type of injuries occur. Like that's
Bucks
going to
jersey
be
release.
the jersey release. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, not much changes. I got the Bucks going in, obviously, and then just because there's an additional playoff team, I have the Eagles making it. So, or not the Eagles, the Cowboys. Sorry.
All right, we forgive you. So I'm gonna go ahead. I got the Saints at the 1 seed. I have the Niners at the 2 seed. I have the Bears at the 3 seed. I have Dallas at the 4 seed. 5th seed, I have Tampa. 6th seed, I have the Seahawks. And then 7th seed, I have the Packers.
No
And kind of
Eagles.
no Eagles, but an honorable mention is not even the Eagles. I have Arizona as a as an honorable sneaky sleep potential sleeper team.
They are pretty sneaky.
They could be sneaky. I like what they've done. But yeah, that's my NFC. I don't know. That it could have been. I think Dallas and Philly just kind of they could have been swapped.
Am I the only one
It's
on the
kind
Bucks
of
train for winning that division?
well, you didn't
I
hear
believe
mine.
so.
All right,
Yep,
go
Daniel.
ahead.
So, I'm a big fan of playoffpredictors.com, as they say. I haven't used it yet, but this is what I got so far. I got Niners taking the 1 seed, followed by the New Orleans Saints.
Oh.
Then we got the Packers. We got
Not
the
my fault.
Boys. We got the Bucks. We have the Eagles, and then we have the Bears coming in as the 7th seed.
No Seahawks.
Pete, there's some teams I could swap here. Like I said, I did not do playoffpredictors.com,
Yet.
but
Against Russ. You got Nick Foles over Russ.
I do. Yeah,
All
I
right.
definitely
Well,
All
okay.
righty.
I mean, the
Pete
Seahawks have
knows
a
what
lot
we
of work
do.
to do still. I mean, I definitely have them in the play.
I think the Bucks, I mean, they're gonna be a lot better. They were a solid team, but like I think the Saints have gotten better still. Like I like the Saints a lot.
I mean, in my opinion, that's the two best teams in the NFC, I think. The Bucks and I mean, the Niners should be up
I think
there,
the Niners should be up there
but it's gonna be
too,
hard to repeat that.
So I said I think the Saints, the Bucks, the Niners, and the Seahawks are the best teams in the NFC, and it's like
I
it's
mean,
two teams from the West and two teams from the South, and it's gonna
if
be
I'm
a
being
battle.
realistic, I would drop the Bears out and put the Seahawks in there. If I'm being realistic, but I'm also a biased Bears fan and I don't give a shit, so I'm taking the Bears at the 7th seed.
That's why I was just giving you shit. I know.
Yeah, I know, Pete.
All right, so
Pete.
what's your way too everybody's way too early Super Bowl matchup then?
Oh boy.
I'm gonna
You're up
go
first.
Saints
All right, or not?
versus Chiefs.
Saints Chiefs.
Okay. I am
I don't know.
I'm gonna say we get a.
Bears.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Chiefs. I think that's pretty easy. Go sleeper here. Seahawks.
Oh.
Chiefs, Seahawks.
Did they make your playoffs?
Yeah. 6th seed. Thanks for listening.
You got the 6th seed making the run.
Making the run, yeah.
This is, I don't know, this is tough.
Who's got the runs for you, Pete?
I like the Saints. I think I'm gonna go with the Saints, even though they always blow it in the playoffs. I don't know. I just
I think that's kind of
think they're
sticking
gonna
with
do
me.
it.
Like last year, we thought they were like I predicted them to go to the Super
I
Bowl
thought they're
last
gonna,
year,
yeah.
and like I almost feel like they turned out to be kind of frauds. It's kind of harsh,
Yeah.
but that's the way I see it. And I don't think they're that much different this year. Like really, adding Sanders was good, and they're gonna add some guys from the draft.
I think
But
Kamara was like
yeah, it's
banged up
true.
all year, and I think he's gonna be a lot better this year. And I like Emmanuel Sanders a lot there. And they got Malcolm Jenkins too. I don't know. I like the Saints a lot. They always blow it though. I just don't know who else to pick. I don't want to be boring and pick the Chiefs and Niners again. But we'll go Ravens and Saints.
Ooh.
We'll go Titans and Saints.
Ooh, you changed
even
it.
more.
I No, I mean,
Kenny
I gotta,
Goda gonna get in
I'm
there?
gonna go Titans Bears.
We gotta see what happens. I don't know. Drafts could be big.
Yeah, the draft matters a
And
lot.
Clowney's gonna be big.
I talked about this a lot in those videos I made that like the, it's not like it was like 10 years ago. Like rookies make a huge impact right away. Like they're not gonna, you know, a team that has like the best draft's not gonna automatically get boosted up to the top, but you know, or maybe, but you know, they make a pretty big impact. I think the schedules matter so much too, because once you feel like a team's good, but the way their schedules, you know, laid out and when they're home, when they're away, who they're playing away, you know, that definitely matters. So things will for sure change. We'll have you with the predictions, with the updated predictions at the appropriate times there. But yeah, those are some solid predictions. Definitely different than mine. I think for the most part, we had most the same division winners. For the most part, you guys seem to all have the same division winners. But yeah.
Yeah, we still got the draft to go.
Yeah.
Things can change.
So real quick before we wrap it up, I heard that this was pretty interesting yesterday that I heard that EA Sports is doing a virtual draft experience for like the prospects that were that are attending the draft virtually, because every single year in the draft the prospects show up there, but since the quarantine they can't do that, so they're going to be attending the draft virtually. But EA Sports is going to create like a video, almost like a visual, that the players that were invited go up and shake Goodell's hand and hold up the jersey. So I thought that was pretty weird. I don't know, like, I mean, it's going to be cool, probably better than nothing, but it's going to be pretty weird to see. So I don't know if anybody had any thoughts on that.
The only way this works, there's only one way, is if they can somehow still give us the booze. They can, and
What?
or somehow give us the fake booze. I'm in. I'm all in.
Yeah, I don't
It's
think
the only
they're.
way I like it.
I don't think they're gonna give the booze, because I don't think it's,
Boo, you
because
suck, Goodell,
they only boo
booze.
Goodell when he comes out to the podium. I think the video we're gonna get is this, the player coming out from behind like the stage or from within the stage and going to shake his hand or give him a hug. I don't. There's really no
No,
booze. There's
oh,
no
no
booze at that
handshakes.
point.
No handshakes.
It's just gonna be interesting. Like, it's just gonna be really weird. Just like the whole entire draft. Like, just like
Pete, we're gonna take it.
you used to Goodell like walking out on stage, like, and like we're saying, get the booze, and like even him like opening up the draft. Like, how's that gonna work? Like, is he just gonna be on
In his
camera, like
couch.
in a room by
It's gonna be in
himself, just
his
like walking
it's gonna
up
be
to a
in his
podium?
kitchen. It's gonna
Yeah,
be in his kitchen,
it's
yeah.
just gonna be so weird.
You think he's gonna
I
suit
don't
up?
know.
He's gotta suit up,
I
right?
hope it's not
Oh
ruined.
yeah.
It's my favorite day of the year,
I know,
favorite few days. I hope
just like
it's
think
not. I mean,
about it.
the
Just think
draft
about
is
the
gonna
ex.
happen. I don't think it's gonna get ruined. It's
Just think
gonna
about the
happen. This
ex.
is gonna be.
It is, but like, just think about the experience.
Yeah,
Like,
the experience is the best part.
you're either watching ESPN or you're watching NFL Network,
Or
and you're talking
us.
about you're, and you got the whole crew, or you're watching us. Yeah, you're watching the whole crew like talking about who's this team gonna pick, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd get louder, and you know Goodell's coming to the podium. Like, how's this gonna work? Just gonna, I think it's gonna ruin it for me, honestly.
I'm
Oh,
sorry
I'm
to hear that,
sorry,
Pete. Yeah,
sorry,
I'm sorry,
sorry, man.
man.
Just, but like,
Oh, we're sorry.
I'm just thinking about it. Like, the whole draft experience is just great, but it's just gonna be so different this
Even
year.
before the draft, the whole red carpet thing's pretty cool. They
Well,
interview the players. It's rough. It's the corona. It's ruining everything.
yeah,
Unfortunate.
that's true.
I mean, the NFL's great with like events and stuff, and they know how much it means to fans and how much the fans change the NFL and how great it makes the league in general. So I they're gonna make it a good experience, I think. It's not gonna be the same what we're used to, and you know, when we like things, it's change isn't always great. So yeah, it won't be maybe as great, but I hope and I have a feeling that the NFL will make this more. It's not just gonna be, you know, kind of picturing, yeah, Goodell in a small studio, just going up and saying who gets picked, and that's all we get. I think there's gonna be a lot more. I would hope too. There's gonna be a lot more to it, and they're gonna make it interesting. Yeah, I hope in a somehow you would think ESPN NFL Network that, you know, those guys, you know, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, and then Rich, yeah, Rich Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah. You know, those guys have to be like involved in some way because they're great voices for you know, this whole experience. So I think they're gonna figure out. And they're gonna figure something out. It's still gonna be it's still. I'm confident. I'm confident. So yeah, there's some negative to it, but I'm confident, hopeful that it will be still a great experience. And overall, everyone's getting new players. So overall, it's going to be a good few days, and we'll have you covered. We're going to be live during day one, and we'll have you covered with grades and reactions throughout the whole draft. And we got all kinds of draft content and live streams, actually, leading up to the NFL draft. So if you can join us for that, we're on YouTube. We got two channels. Just search the Goat House. We're on this podcast now, and we're on Twitter, Instagram. So check it all out. That's going to wrap up this podcast, though. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.